Welcome to the Above Street Level in Peckham podcast for the Centre for Urban and Community Research. I'm Emma Jackson, I'm a sociologist from Goldsmiths.
And I'm Nicola Benson, also a sociologist from Goldsmiths. This is the second episode of a three-part podcast in which we explore the politics of high-up spaces in a fast-changing urban environment. And where better to record a podcast than on a very noisy platform in a very busy station. In the second episode, you see us standing on the platform in Peckham Rye to talk about infrastructure and the city.
Stand well away from the edge of platform 4. The approaching train is not scheduled to stop at this station.
We're standing on the platform at Peckham Rye Station, and this is the first stop, the first place, I think, that Emma and I experienced Peckham. It's our first route into Peckham when we started to do research here in 2010 for the Middle Classes and the City Project. I think some of the things that we were saying in the previous episode, where we talked about how much had changed in Peckham since that time, are brought into sharp relief at the station. This is a station that, when we first came in 2010, there was no overground here. So it wasn't connected with the Transport for London system. It was more for the kind of national rail lines going in and out of London, out towards Kent. And in 2012, the East London extension of the overground line was brought to Peckham, and that has had quite a significant change for the area. It was something that people were anticipating when we were talking to them in 2010, but it hadn't yet happened.
I think it's really important to talk about this in our story today, because often in stories of changing neighbourhoods, when processes of gentrification are discussed in newspaper articles, these infrastructural changes often get overlooked. Often there's a focus on coffee shops, cupcake shops, that kind of thing. But these kind of infrastructural transformations are really important, particularly given the heated land values in London.
Certainly. I mean, what's really, really clear is that with the advent of the East London line, this extension of the overground, Peckham became connected to other parts of London in ways that it hadn't been before, particularly to East London, as the name of the line might suggest. And that has had an impact on Peckham's reputation as a destination for going out in the evening, but also for the kind of creative industries, many of which kind of relocated here or kind of moved out here in consequence of what we think is the development of the East London line.
The other important thing to note when thinking about the impact of infrastructure on Peckham is the role of network rail in terms of some of the developments that are taking place in Peckham. For example, developments along the railway arches underneath the station, moving away from the station.
So what we're seeing is that a station is not just about the trains that move through it, it's about the traffic that comes with that, the people who move through the station in consequence of changes to infrastructures. Who does it bring to Peckham, but also what does it bring to Peckham?
And also who gets pushed out through these processes. So lots of the original businesses. This is a place in the railway arches in Peckham Rye, you can find mechanics, timber yards, these kinds of businesses that have traditionally been based in places like Peckham in southeast London. And what we're finding is businesses like that are being told that they have to leave their homes in the railway arches. And if they want to come back, then they have to compete and pay much higher rents. And this is something that isn't just happening in Peckham, but it's happening all over London. We can think about controversies in places like Brixton and Finsbury Park around these kinds of developments in arches and next to arches in railway stations.
You see something that doesn't look right? Speak to staff.
I think that one of the things that's particularly notable you're probably hearing is there's a lot of noise around a railway line. It's the noise of trains going through. I think that you can also hear some of the sounds from the light industrial spaces that surround the station, but come through here on a Saturday evening at 10 o'clock and the soundscape is really different. You pull into the station and you can see the train on the other track, but the sound of that train, the sound of the surrounding space, has changed. So what you hear is the deep bass of the bars and clubs that surround the railway line. And these kind of subsume those noises that you might readily associate with the sound of train tracks. And for us, this is symptomatic and probably symbolises exactly some of the rub and the contestation around these spaces that's ongoing today. When you approach Peckham Rye Station, you don't immediately notice that there's a station there. You might see the railway lines because there's a railway bridge above the road. But in front of the station, there is an arcade, and that arcade is full of small shops selling fruit and vegetables, a small Chinese takeaway, for example. There's an NHS walk-in clinic for dentistry, I think. And all around the corner in the surrounding streets, there are hair and nail salons. Above that space, there used to be at least a church. Now, in recent years, and certainly since we've come back to Peckham for this project, it has become clear that plans that were being talked about when we were first here in 2010 to regenerate this square in front of the station are actually coming into effect. And the plan is for this space, for this arcade, to be pulled down to open up that space in front of the station, to make it into a square, to make the square itself into a destination.
The intention, as it's stated, is to open up that space for people to use, to expose the Victorian frontage of the station, which conservation groups in the area are very proud of. But there's a real aesthetic judgment going on there, that the arcade is ugly, that the businesses in the arcade aren't worth protecting and keeping in any way. So we're also seeing people being displaced from those small business spaces in the arcade as well, or we will see in the very near future.
I think it's important to also point out that at the moment, at the front of where the square will be, in front of the arcade, is quite an important transit hub for Peckham. There's several bus stops that people use to come in and out of Peckham. It's a very crowded pavement. And I think that going back to the themes of today's discussion around infrastructures, this is not really the first time that we've seen quite radical transformations of transportation infrastructure in Peckham. And those have been the sites of quite considerable contestation over time. So, for example, the car park that we will be going to in the next episode was, when it was first constructed, a site of contestation, a residential street that was scheduled for demolition in order that a Sainsbury's with a multi-storey car park on top of it could be built, which reflected then changes in the ways that people did their shopping, changes in how they travelled to shop to these big supermarkets. So it is a longer history of transformation in the city that is connected to modes of transportation and the infrastructures that support those.
While we've been standing here trying to find a quiet moment in this very busy station, we've noticed loads of cargo trains going past. One just went past transporting lots of sand that looks like it's for building. We can also see from the station a site of the old coal line where coal used to be transported through Peckham into the city. That's a site that's now been earmarked for a new project, the Coal Line, which will be a raised park above the ground, a green space for pedestrians and cyclists that links together Peckham Rye and Queen's Row Peckham. Now, it's interesting to see the echoes of other similar urban projects. So, for example, the New York High Line has become a very popular example of this kind of urban raised park slash thoroughfare. It's been much copied around the world. That in itself was copied from an idea in Paris, the Promenade Plantée, which predates the High Line. But anyway, why this is interesting is I think it highlights not only how these ideas travel, but we also have to think about not only what these kinds of spaces will be, but what the impact of these kinds of walkways would be. So we know that in the case of the High Line, property values have increased dramatically around the site of that. So we might ask, how could such a structure like that also impact on Peckham?
To close, what we want to argue for in this episode of the podcast is an understanding of infrastructural upgrading, such as what we're seeing at Peckham Rye Station, as caught up in the broader politics of place, in local contestations over place, and the various stakeholders who might be drawn into and engage with that. And it's particularly notable that standing on Platform 1 of Peckham Rye Station, we can see the car park, which is the site of our next episode. And certainly this is a space that over time has been a site of contestation, a site through which you can really understand the changing politics of the city.